A top Republican just told Americans how they should deal with rising gas prices under Trump. Maybe take one less trip to Starbucks. Let's try to be patriots about this. Incredibly funny. MAGA Maoism rearing its head again. Your kid only needs two toys, not 40 toys. What was it Trump said that one time? Maybe your little girl, she doesn't have 20 dolls, she has two. She only needs two. Two dolls. Gotcha, this is from her.
What are some of the big issues on the minds of voters there in Minnesota?
Well, yeah, you know, look, we've all been told that the word affordability is key, and it is. And right now, I would say, you know, look, we had gas prices at a five-year low, and we were really enjoying watching that. And now here we are in a conflict in the Middle East, which is bringing gas prices up again. I know it's frustrating, and I know it's hard for people. What I would say to them is we've lost some service members over there who have put their lives on the line to protect us, to protect the region, protect America's friends in the region. We can all, you know, it used to be during the past wars, especially World War II, Americans got behind our servicemen and women, and we did little things to show our support for them. We collected metal, you know, we recycled stuff, aluminum, so that we could, you know, help in the war effort.
The whiplash from Trump will bring about an era of unprecedented abundance to we need to re-engage in wartime rationing has been incredibly fucking funny. Nobody buys this. Nobody, not even the most hardline MAGA patriots, will do this. And the reason for that is because A, no one actually cares about this war in Iran. Nobody wants this except for Israel. And B, nobody on the right, who the people who actually do support this war, they do not like this country. That's the big difference between wartime patriots back in like World War II and wartime patriots today. Like, MAGA patriots today who are pro-war fucking despise America. Everything they say and everything Trump says about America, all they have to say is that it's a degenerate hellhole full of queers and brown people. Like, they despise this country. Conservatives or people who were in favor of the war effort back in World War II, like, for one, that wasn't just a conservative thing. A lot of people wanted to beat the Nazis, right? That's good. And for two, even for the conservatives, they were still patriotic. Like, they might, you know, be racist as fuck or whatever, but it didn't really translate into this begrudging hatred of America broadly. But nobody loves America anymore. The left doesn't because it's, you know, racist and hasn't done enough Indian land acknowledgements or whatever. And the right doesn't because they think it's full of degenerates and brown people.
I think right now, at least just kind of keeping a stiff upper lip. Take one less trip to Starbucks, and so that gas goes a little further until this thing is over and these gas prices come back down again. Let's just try to be patriots about this. Whether you agree.
Winning message alert, man. Holy shit, I hope they run with this.
Agree with it or not, we're there. And we've got to support our men and women in uniform. That's a big one.
I really, 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 really hope they run with this.
Trump, let's take a listen to one more woman who we spoke with.
If you could say something to President Trump and he was going to hear you right now, what would it be?
You're a worthless pile of shit.
And you voted for him how many times?
Three times. That was my bad. Apparently, I'm an idiot.
Trump, let's...
Nice beam. I hate these videos so fucking much. I cannot overstate how much I despise these people.
People out here taking pictures, they don't even believe it. $8.
Maybe not these people. I don't know if these people voted for Trump. That lady did, for sure.
$8.21. You might as well get you a horse.
Bro, what you doing? That's, it go right there.
All the fucking dollars.
Yes, dude. Crazy enjoy.
Benjamin Netanyahu, fuck you this shit.
Look. Look.
Not gonna play with me, bro, because I'm not gonna play. And I don't got nothing to lose. I don't got no family, nigga. I don't got no kids.
Are the streets that bad in every city? I thought Americans cared about car mobility. The streets are that bad in every American city, yeah.
Nigga, I don't got nothing, nigga.
All right, bro. You can slow down.
We got 985 diesel here. 985 diesel? Where are you? Holy shit. How are trucking companies going to survive? They're going to fucking declare force majeure on their deliveries. Jesus Christ.
When will you speak to President Xi of China?
It'll happen. Look, right now, and I told you before, they're having tremendous
difficulty. I don't despise her. She realizes she's wrong. No, she hasn't. She was okay with everything, the deporting tens of millions of Americans. She only got mad at the gas prices. I think that she's, like, less than me. Fundamentally, I don't think she should be able to vote. I'm sorry. Actual cattle. Like, we can do whatever we want. We can wars abroad, threaten our allies, whatever. She will support every... Like, she supports a person putting a gun to her temple and pulling the trigger, but she doesn't support the bullet hitting her skull. Like, she shouldn't be allowed to make political decisions. She'll vote Republican in 28.
Because their factories are not doing business. They made $1 trillion with Biden, $1 trillion, even $1 trillion with Biden selling us stuff. Much of it we don't need. You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have 2 dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know, and maybe the 2 dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way. They have ships that are loaded up with stuff. Much of which, not all of it, but much of which we don't need.
MAGA Maoism is so fucking back. Just one less trip to Starbucks.